New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
Nothing brings more joy than a sappy Christmas movie. First, it was just the Hallmark Channel, but now Netflix has all their sappy Christmas movies. Lifetime has jumped in on it, too. You can't escape them, and that makes me happy.
I got sucked into one of those movies this weekend, and it was horrible. And yet, it's still, like, in the top three trending on Netflix right now.
A Castle for Christmas, the Brooke Shields movie.
Oh, yeah.
But that's
We found ourselves both watching it.
Yeah, we both watched it
without discussing it.
Right. Raven hated it. I thought it was beautiful.
But you tuned out, didn't you?
I fell asleep. But here's the thing about those movies, and this is what I love, is that you don't need to know how it ends, because you know how it ends the minute it begins. And I'm okay with that. I like that they're going to fall in love. I like that if there's a castle, there's going to be a happily ever after. Like, to me, that's what the holidays are about, is like bringing a little bit of joy, even if it's so far-fetched, which is why I'm so frustrated, Raven, because I have been working tirelessly, pitching to the Hallmark Channel my idea for a Christmas movie. I have sent them emails.
Okay.
I've tried to tag them on Twitter, trying to say, like, hey, listen, guys, I got a really good idea. I even resorted last year to handwriting a letter as if I was, like, writing to Santa Claus.
Is it Murder,
himself.
She Wrote? Were you Angela Lansbury?
No.
Is that what you were doing here? I mean, you know, you're in the industry, so what you need is something that's going to be more eye-catching, that people are going to be, like, you know, it's got to grab their attention, essentially. So you need, like, a demo. You need something that, you know, it's a hook right away. You need a trailer is what you need. It's the same thing as flipping through Netflix. Mm-hmm. And they play, you know, they don't even ask you if you want to watch the trailer. Now they just, you know, hit the B-roll immediately as you're scrolling. And that's how you get sucked into these things. That's what you need.
Okay. If I tell you what my movie is about, will you create a trailer? Because I know that's what you do.
Yes. Being your talented friend, I want 15% of any royalties should such movie be made.
15% deal.
15%.
Deal.
Okay, that seems like a good deal. Now you have to tell me the gist of what it is that your idea is. First off, do you have a title?
Yes.
Okay.
It's called I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
Very original.
Yeah. Okay, but here's the story, and nobody can steal this. And I want to preface this by saying that none of this is true. This is just my idea for a movie. Mr. and Mrs. Claus and Santa, they're up in the North Pole right now.
They're
hard
good.
At work. They're fine.
They're not in mediation.
No, everything is good.
Nobody's meeting.
Okay. But here's what happens in my movie.
No counseling necessary? Yeah. Okay, what?
Mrs. Claus is dead.
Yeah. Oh,
from
what?
Old age.
Come
yes.
on.
No, no. It's just like the Disney movies where the parents die. But it's just Mrs. Claus. And it's old age. Nothing tragic happens to her. But she's like 7,000 years old at this point. Like, it was coming, you know?
It was coming?
Yeah. It starts at the North Pole.
Yeah.
And now Santa is a widower. But he's still jolly. He's still making toys for all the little good boys and girls.
Despite being hundreds of years old, he's still going to go on.
Yeah, but there's an aura of sadness because he misses Mrs. Claus, right?
Yes.
Now, second story, we're going to pan to a single mom who's struggling with her three kids in New York City. Now, when she was a kid, she loved Christmas, but she's been so jaded by the world and she's so tired that all her Christmas joy is gone.
Yeah.
But her kids...
It's a struggle with three kids and a single mom in the city, yes. Yeah.
Her kids see a TikTok about Mrs. Claus being gone. And they go on a mission.
The elves publish her death warrant, her death certificate for Mrs. Claus on TikTok?
Yes. This is 2021, Raven. These things happen.
All right.
And they go on a mission to set up their mom with Santa Claus.
Okay, but no idea how they get to the mission. Okay. They want to set up. I just have to write this down. They want to set up mom. Okay.
All right. So at the end of the story, of course, she becomes Mrs. Claus.
I get it. I mean, I think I can figure out the rest of where it goes
from
there.
Can you make a trailer on that?
You're going to have to give me a day, but I can come back with this tomorrow for you.
Tomorrow, Raven's going to have a trailer for my movie, and we're going to pitch it to the Hallmark Channel. I can't wait.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.